Back in 1914, Italian immigrants Luigi and Celestina Morelli opened a shop in what had recently become Hampton's downtown. Morelli's market quickly became a central part of the community, selling fruit, confections, olive oil, cigars, and ice cream they made themselves. But what they really became known for were their roasted cashews and peanuts, an Italian favorite. And it's what still draws longtime area resident David Lang to the shop.
I remember coming in with 25 cents and getting as much candy as I could possibly fit in a bag. As you become an adult, your taste buds refine, and you go into the Morelli's nut arena.
Exactly 100 years after it opened, the store still shells out about 2,000 pounds of roasted nuts a year. The nuts haven't changed, and neither has the family running the market. The Morelli's sons, Richard and Bobby Morelli, and their nieces, Karen Raines and Marcia Hannon-Buber, still operate the store and roast the nuts daily. That is, everybody but Raines roast the nuts.
Marcia, Richard, and Bobby are the only people that roast them.
Next year she'll get the recipe.
It's a big responsibility because they are famous all over the world. They are the best nut this side of the Isles of Shoals, is how we like to say it.
Raines doesn't know the salt-to-nut ratio yet, but that's really the only thing she doesn't know about the market. She and Hannon-Buber spent years researching their family history, gathering stories along the way. Like the one about the care package the Morellis sent to Granite Staters serving in World War II, or the cats that protected the market's stock, or a century's worth of ghosts. The result? A book called Morelli's Market, The First 100 Years in Hampton, New Hampshire. But Morelli's has history to spare. So, across town, the Tuck Museum is opening an exhibit this Sunday. Betty Moore, the director of the Tuck Museum, says Morelli's Market is a great success story.
Here was this Italian family that had come to this very traditional New England town, and they ended up embracing the family because they were just warm, loving, wonderful people.
Raines says the family is grateful for that, and grateful the relationship has continued for 100 years, with many more years ahead.
You know, the third generation is coming in now and saying, when I was a little kid, my grandmother brought me in here and we bought candy, and now we're coming back with our kids. It's a continuity that is so rare in our lives today.
Plenty has changed. There are no more home deliveries, the pickle jar has been decommissioned, and local art is displayed in what used to be the wine and beer section. But Morelli's still has its original tin ceiling, original creaky wooden floor, and its original family, roasting those same famous peanuts and cashews. That seems to be why, of all the markets in and around Hampton Center in 1914, this family store is the one that remains. For NHPR, I'm Michael Samuels.